in progress, chapter one. Inspiration waiting round each corner. Empty pages that are mine to fill, and a story still to be told. Every great story has a great opening line. And I've decided, since my first novel is going to be autobiographical, it'll just start like this. With me arriving in Manhattan, headed for my first day of work as an editorial assistant at Scribner, and well, hopefully something exciting happens. All I've dreamed about and all I've done comes as prologue to the true beginning. My adventure hasn't yet begun to unfold. I don't know how the story ends or who I'll meet along the way. All I know is it all depends on the first few words that I write today. Chapter 1. Scott strode confidently through Penn Station, his heart beating in time with the rhythms of the big city. No, that sucks. Let's see. It was the best of times.
It was the worst of times.
It was a dream for me.
It was insanity, but
there wasn't time enough to stop and think it through. Moving in together.
Here's one, West 70s.
How much?
$1,500.
Too much.
That's the cheapest of the one bedrooms.
How about the studios?
Studios? Don't you think it might be nice to have a place to go that's apart?
Hello? The bathroom?
More!
These are exciting times.
Fingernail biting time.
This is our lucky break.
Could be a big mistake, but
we didn't know what else there was for us to do, because the only thing that either of us knew was we had to stay together.
I want for us to
no more hour-long news,
but this is happening so fast, and if my folks find out, they'll freak.
My job begins in just 1 week.
These are the times for making choices. Brokers, fees, and cash advances. The best of times and
the worst of times. The most horribly under-rehearsed of times. And the times are breaking out
in hives.
These are the times of our lives.
Yeah, it's Cece. Remember me? Listen, I know we're not dating anymore, but the fact is, you're still my agent. You used to get me auditions all the time, and ever since we broke up, nothing. Just because our personal life was a disaster does not mean I want to end our professional relationship, because finding a boyfriend is easy, but finding an agent is really, really hard. So call me, Ishmael! So I came to the city with a song in my heart and a gleam in my eye and a spring in my step and a feather in my cap. All the usual crap. And I found soon enough, if you shoot for the stars and you stick to your guns and you play by the rules and you stay on the track, you wind up with Jack. But now and then on an autumn night with the lights of Broadway on, as a fresh-faced kid 7 months ago.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Hi-ho, skies are gray, but it's a gorgeous day in Zackland. Tra-la, the Dow's as high as an accountant's eye in Zackland. My life's a bull economy, no sign of bears. I feel so full of bonhomie, don't you? Who cares?
Sometimes it feels like I'm on autopilot. I don't have to step on the gas. I don't have to steer. I don't have to do a thing. That's the way it's always been in my whole life. I don't remember ever having to worry about the future. Of course I was gonna go to the best schools. Of course I was gonna do well there. And when it came time to choose a career, well, there really wasn't any choice at all. I'm a consultant. New York, here I am, but do I give a damn? In Zachland, I'll be singing the same old song. Tell me, what could ever go wrong?
Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Karen who lived high up in a tower. Yes, Kyle? Yes, that is the same as my name. All right, settle down. Do you want to hear the story? Okay, then. Each morning, Karen would come down from her room in the tower, down, 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 so many stairs. And at the end of each day, Karen would climb back up, 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 all those stairs, because there was no elevator in her tower.
Now and then, on and on.
Now the best is yet to come.
Like the Broadway halls.
Now my feet are going on.
I'll see my name above the title.
Times for big decisions,
major rewrites and revisions.
These are the times for bold advances, break up shell ups, new romances. These are the times for gasoline gain up. Coffee cups and curtain ups, and they will use for strong hearts and fresh white hearts.
Chapter one. Now it's time to set the pen to paper.
Let this line that I'm about to start be a line the world will know by heart.
And please let me get it right. Now that I've begun,